Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Wagoner. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Wagoner. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagoner covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. Pepitone goes all the way around to score. Hyatt moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to Wagoner covering. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahel for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagoner covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosger moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagoner hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with stale covering, for the out. Hyatt moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hyatt moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0 for 2 in the game. Stale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stale moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stale moves to third. Jones moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stale scores. Jones scores. Staub moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagoner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wine for the out. Two outs. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones bunts towards the mound. Pappas juggles the ball. That's an error on Pappas. Stale moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Expos. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Randy Hundley now catching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wine strikes out. One out. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagoner strikes out. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stale hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.